here he is now.
Thank you so much, sir.
You're welcome. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. The Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse is going to conduct the hearing, so just hold on, sir.
Oh, okay, I appreciate that.
Good afternoon, sir. Could you please state your name and your ABC number for the record?
Victor Andreas Orantes, ABC number 293955.
Thank you. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one allegation that's listed on your warrant of arrest. I see you were notified on March 15th about this hearing. You signed a form that day. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay, and on that form is a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is you can hire an attorney at your expense to represent you, but you don't have to, that's optional. Did you hire an attorney today, or will you represent yourself?
I will be representing myself, I had no chance to get a hold of my lawyer, so...
Okay, that's fine, sir. It's not a requirement. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board who are conducting the hearing. We have four board members today. We have the Honorable Louis Quinones. We have the Honorable David Neal. The Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, he's our board chairman, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the chair for your panel today. Also with us in the room is Mr. Oliveri, who's with the Department of Corrections. So we'll represent the department and your parole officer in this hearing.
Okay,
so Mr. Orantes and Mr. Oliveri, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Orantes, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and then phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, I'll read this allegation to you, sir, and I need you to tell me if it's true or false. Okay, here is the allegation, and it is that you were in violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about January 4th, 2018, as directed on December 21st, 2017. At that point, you were actively avoiding supervision. Mr. Orantes, is this true or false?
This is true.
Okay, sir, thank you. Based on Mr. Orantes' admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
All right, so seconded by Mr. Quinones, agreed by Dr. Wright and Mr. Neal. So, Mr. Orantes, we can move to phase two of your hearing, which is probably the more important part to you, and that's specifically will your supervision be reinstated or revoked. But before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Oliveri to give us all some background information about your case. So just stay on the line. We'll be right back, and then we'll talk to you some more in just a moment.
Okay.
Commander Orantes was released from the Department of Corrections on August 18th of 2017. He was arrested on February 28th of 2018 by Tucson PD on outstanding warrant only. Returned back to DOC custody that same day. He has 55 days abscond. His projected supervision end date will be on May 13th of 2018. Current convictions, 2013, shoplifting, 1 year, 6 months. And also in 2013, aggravated assault, 4 years, 6 months. One prior conviction in 2012, theft, 4 months. The offender has two terms with ABC. CUIR scores are a 5-5, mental health score of a 1, and substance abuse score of a 2. STG gained information, he is a suspect with the New Mexican Mafia. There are no prior terms of supervision noted. He has a moderate disciplinary history with drugs and violence noted. No other arrests noted. And his community risk level is a G5-B6.
Thank you, Mr. Oliveri. Mr. Orantes, it looks like we have a little bit of a case supervision summary here. It looks like you were released to live on Valencia Road in Tucson at the Desert Pines apartment complex?
Yes.
Is that correct? And who lives there?
My sister-in-law and my brother.
Okay.
That would be Christina Urbaleco.
Okay.
And Jose Orantes.
Okay.
I still have the residence there too.
Okay.
And it is available for me. I do still have my job waiting for me.
Okay. It looks like later though, that was August that you originally went there. Then it looks like in October you went to over on Valencia to the Casa Bella apartment. Is that?
Oh, yes, sorry about that. Yes, the first one was my sister-in-law, Maxine Matus, and Perfecto Orantes.
Okay, so this is just a different brother?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, and
yes,
you can still, you say you go back to one of these two?
Yes, I'll be going back to the second one, talking about the Casabellas, the 175 West Valencia Road, 85706.
Okay. And then, were you still working? Were you working?
Yes, I am. I'm still working.
And what was that? What job was that?
I was doing construction.
Okay.
Carpentry.
Construction. Okay. And then you also, this our notes say that you did have to give some urine samples. It looks like a couple of times there was no sample collected. This is where you call in with color.
Yes.
You didn't do one November 28th and then January 3rd and January 10th. What happened? Why didn't you provide a sample?
The very last two that I did not, I believe it was three that I had missed, but the third one I had talked to my parole officer about it, and she gave me the chances for the next two was due to the fact that I didn't have no ID. But the last one, I'm sure that I put the sample up, and the third one, the third to the last one, they try to say that the sample that I gave was not my sample, it was somebody else's. I have no understanding of why that was, but I did sign the papers for the last one that I did provide the sample for, and the only reason that I think they could have lost it was because you need an ID to actually get in the back room, and they did pass that by. I did have Martha informed of that when I was here.
So
my sister, I don't know if they were able to get a hold of her in time, because like I said, I'm indigent at the time here, and where I'm being housed at, there's no way I could send out letters or anything like that, because I went straight to CDU, which is considered the hole here, so I had no way to send no letters till just recently.
I was trying to
get a hold of Martha myself to inform her of all these, you know what I mean, that I have to be able to be reinstated.
Mr. Orantes?
Yes.
Why didn't you have an ID? Because you had provided specimens in September, October, and December, and then in January there were two, and those are the ones you say you didn't have an ID, correct?
Yeah, the ones in January, yes.
I
had a paper ID, they did not accept those.
What?
The way the DMV works now is you wait 2 to 3 weeks
accept them before?
For your ID to come in.
Mr. Orantes, why did they accept the paper ID in September?
The last urine sample, they did accept it, and that's why I was able to go to the back room and sign the paper for it. And like I said, we had went through a problem like this before with Martha, but it was supposed to be taken care of like 4 drops before my last one, 5 drops, and she took care of that, and she did receive the sample of it, which was I was clean. I don't know about this last one though, because I did abscond, I did leave. Like I said, I was just going through a lot of stuff. I ain't gonna lie, I still am feeling institutionalized like it was, but.
Right.
I'm trying to get that all stable with my SSU disability.
Okay, Mr. Orantes, were you using drugs at all? Is that why you...
No, I wasn't.
No?
No. I would drop clean for you right now if you want.
Okay. Well, the prison record indicates that you have some drug use in your prison discipline history. What kind of drug did you use?
In prison system, I don't think I've ever had 130 UA in the prison system at all.
Did you have drug paraphernalia in your cell perhaps, or?
No, nothing like that.
No, okay.
I have no tickets or anything of any kind of drugs or any producing prison contraband at all.
I'm going to ask Mr. Oliveira to give us some information, so just hold on the line just Just a moment.
No problem.
Okay, disciplinary history, October 13th of 2014, possess, manufacture, intoxicating substance, major?
Yes.
September 21st of 2015, possess, manufacture, intoxicating substance, major? And September 14th of 2016, possess, manufacture, intoxicating substance, guilty, minor violation.
Okay. All right, Mr. Arantes, those were the ones I was referring to.
I'm sorry about that. Yes, that is pretty much what we call in here a hooch. It's not really a drug. I wouldn't say it's a beverage. It's a drink. But yes, those are true.
But it's alcohol, sir.
Alcohol, yes.
All right.
And I did, just for the record, I did complete my AA classes on parole. I did complete my substance abuse classes. All I had left was my anger management. And also, I did complete the domestic violence classes.
Okay. What was the class you were attending at the Pasco Yaqui trial?
All four of those.
What?
The only ones I did not have a chance to actually do was the anger management because of my job. It would not fall into the timing that I need to because I only have to go on mornings and I have to be at work in the morning from 5 to 2.
Okay. Could you please repeat the ones other than anger management? I couldn't write fast enough. So what?
It was a substance abuse.
Okay.
The domestic violence.
Okay.
And AA.
Okay. All right. And AA is one of those that's kind of a lifetime thing, so...
Yes, all three of those were offered for one class. It was sobriety.
Okay.
We handled all three of those in one class, and that was the only class really I could attend because it fell into the schedule right after I got off of work.
Right, okay. What were you doing the day that the Tucson police picked you up? Why did you come to their attention?
Why did I come to the detention?
Yeah, why did you come to the police's attention the day they arrested you on the 28th? What were you doing?
At the time, there was an incident that happened, and I guess they thought I was involved in it, which I really wasn't. And
what was the incident?
They just ran my name on everything and found out
what was the incident,
a parole violation warrant out for me, so I was detained for that.
Mr. Arantes, what was the incident?
They thought I was in a fight, which I wasn't.
Could you tell us what the incident was, sir?
They thought I was in a fight.
So they drove up, there was a fight in progress? Is that what you're saying?
No, it was in a Circle K.
Oh, okay. All right, so you were just in there as a customer, and they showed up, and they thought you would have... They recognized you or something?
Right. I guess so. I'm not sure. You know, I mean, they just had a call indicating that I was in a fight. And
but you're saying
I was not in no fight or nothing like that.
Okay. All right, sir. Okay, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Does anyone have a question for Mr. Arantes? Okay. All right, Mr. Arantes, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement if you'd like to. If you just limit it to something you haven't already told the board. But is there anything else you'd like the board to know?
That's about it. Just like I said, I have my job still out there waiting for me. I have my apartment still with my brother and sister. I have my family support. And all I can say is I can continue to do what I got to do as best I can. And if you reinstate me, I will, like I said, draw clean and do what I got to do to complete my goal, have something in life that I can complete. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. The board is going to go into discussion now. We do all our discussion in public. We don't discuss your cases before we get in this room. So if you just stay on the line, that's all we ask. Stay on the line, listen to the discussion, and we'll be back with you in just a moment. So just remain silent.
No problem. Thank you very much.
All right, we'll be right back, sir. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Arantes has indicated that he does have a place to live. It appears he has some job skills and has attended some programming relating to substance abuse. It appears that, based on his prison disciplinary record, that he does continue to use alcohol, which could be a problem. He did, and this, what I can't get past in this particular case is the 55 days of abscond, during which time we didn't really know what he was doing. I believe that he was working, but we have proof of that. But I'll start the discussion that way and see if fellow board members have anything to add. All right, and based on the information in warrant 2018W0247 and our discussion with Mr. Orantes and information provided by Mr. Alvory, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Orantes was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal laser company, specifically by absconding for 55 days.
Second.
Agreed.
All right. Motion by myself, seconded by Dr. Wright, agreed by Mr. Neal and Mr. Quinones. Back to you, Mr. Orantes. You heard the board's discussion, and the board has voted unanimously to revoke your community supervision. You do have a release date, a projected release date right now of May 13th, which is not all that far away, just a little over a month, 5 weeks or so. So we wish you the best, sir. Hope you continue on a path of sobriety, because that is a good thing for success. And we thank you for participating in your hearing today, and this will end your hearing, sir.
Sorry about that. I couldn't hear the last part. It was being revoked, right?
Yes, sir. The board has voted unanimously to revoke your community supervision, sir.
Okay, so then I will remain here then.
Until May 13th, which is not, 5 weeks away?
Yes.
Not too long. So, and then you wanted a...
No, it's not.
You wanted a parole officer to worry about. You do whatever you want at that point, so. Okay, sir?
All right, then. Thank you very much. You guys have a good afternoon.
And if you give the phone back to your CO3, we'd appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
No problem.